Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Two people have died and two others are in critical condition after a four-vehicle crash on the Warrego Highway west of Miles. The highway's been closed since the incident just after six this morning and motorists are being advised to avoid the area. And a multi-faith service for the victims of the Sydney Bondi Junction stabbings has been held at the St Stephen's Toowoomba Uniting Church this morning. The Toowoomba Interfaith Working Group organised the gathering to give everyone the chance to pay their respects to the victims and their loved ones. A parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been disbanded after failing to reach a consensus on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee, chaired by an independent and made up of both LNP and Labor MPs, was dissolved during a fiery late-night parliamentary session yesterday. The Miles government accused the opposition of playing politics, while the Shadow Youth Justice Minister, Laura Gerber, says the report included recommending exploring media regulation.
This report recommended that the media be regulated and gagged in relation to youth crime and reporting on youth crime.
Large hail, damaging winds and heavy rainfall are all on the cards for the Darling Downs this afternoon as severe storms are on the forecast. The Bureau's Patch Clapp says the Granite Belt and Southern Downs are the most likely spots to cop a deluge.
That focal point kind of on the Darling Downs and scenic rim and out to the coast for possible severe storms, but storms possible today across much of southern, central and even interior parts of Queensland.
Over to sport, and Toowoomba's Peter Bowl will be heading to Paris to compete in the 800 metres. The athlete has shaken off false accusations of doping and said he's thrilled to be back in the green and gold this year. And checking in on the basketball, we're hot on the heels of last weekend's cracking win over Rip City. The Toowoomba Mountaineers are preparing to square up against the Northside Wizards this weekend. The Nears will look to leech some energy off the packed Clive Berghofer Stadium crowd again as it's the second home game in a row to start the season.